are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, actress, author, evangelist, and content creator, and I'm believing this will be a Maravational experience. Our intent is to empower, inspire, and motivate. We broadcast the beauty of beginnings by sharing God's promises through personal stories. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to OMG. We hope you become a long-time listener. And for those of you that have been rolling with your girl for a while, thanks for adding such sweetness to my hot tea. There is something here for everyone. So be sure to tune in, lean in, and listen up on Thursdays at 7 o'clock Eastern. We're keeping it real. Real triumphs, real tragedies, real tips, tools, and truth. And tonight, I am super excited because you get an opportunity to eavesdrop on a conversation. It's a conversation that I'm going to have with a friend who started as my husband, Pastor Jay's friend, who I have now adopted as my own friend. His name is Pastor Paul Johnson. Welcome to the conversation, Pastor Paul.
Oh, it is OMG. It is just so amazing to be here. I thank you so much. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
Yes, we are. And so I want to go ahead and kick this little situation off. Tonight, you know, we're discussing peace and we're discussing trust. And so I believe, especially during this time, you know, a lot of people are panicked. They're anxious. They're scared. They're worried. They're confused. And they're actually just trying to see what they can hold on to. So in these times, yeah. I know you've been broadcasting. The Gathering Place started your online broadcast on this past Sunday as well. And I know you've been reaching and teaching and encouraging people. So I thought we'd do a little drive by the Christ. And we'd let the people know, you know, how to go ahead and hold on to their peace in the midst of, especially in this season. So I'm gonna turn it over to you for a little bit, and you share what's on your heart about peace, and we're just going to dialogue it. We'll dialogue about it. We're going to unpack it, and then I kind of want to find out if trust is like a cousin to peace or if it's a fraternal twin sibling. So we'll unpack all of that and let the people know what's going on with peace and trust. But let's start with peace, and we'll unpack that a little bit, and then we'll dialogue about it.
Great. Peace is, as I'm trying to understand it, because it's something that it's this big thing, but how do we bring it down to our level? I think when you boil it down, Mara, that peace, it's a state of mind. It's a state of being.
Yeah.
And it's an attitude. Then maybe it's a choice.
Yeah,
it's a really big thing, so it takes a bit of everything, and ultimately, from my vantage point, peace isn't something true peace.
Yeah,
only comes from one place, and that comes from Jesus Christ. I gotta say it how I believe it is. Absolutely. I think we can exercise moments of peace, and we can kind of put it on from time to time, but ultimate peace comes from somewhere really deep down that is can be the bedrock of who we are.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Totally makes sense. And, you know, it not only is it the bedrock of who we are and it's a big thing, the reality is everything hinges on it. It is the foundation. Like you said, it is the cornerstone of what we have to hold on to. And our peace is an external. It is not an external outside of us object. It is in us. It is always found within us. And all we have to do is tap into that, kind of like we turn on a faucet for water.
That's right.
Water and we get it in the glass. It's the same with peace. And that's why it can surpass your understanding when you're confused about it, right? Because you can be in the midst of a storm or in the midst of a situation where you're anxious or you're worried, and you can just call upon the peace and it'll wash over you like a medicinal soothing balm, right?
It will. It will. To those that know where the tap is.
Yes. Ooh, that's it.
If you don't know where the tap is, you can't just go and turn it on because the water won't come out. Well, you won't know where the water is for it to come out.
Mm.
And one of the things is I am a firm believer that that the Bible, the Holy Scripture, is ultimate truth. I don't know. Many of us are on a different line, a different timeline on understanding of that. But for me, I see that is the benchmark, because it makes it easy, you see, Mark, for me to go back and scriptures in Isaiah that says, remember, it kind of predicted Isaiah the prophet. He predicted the coming of the child Jesus, God coming in the flesh. And he says in verse six, and his name shall be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And that
Prince of Peace.
That not only is his name, my dear, it's the very characteristic of who he is.
Yeah.
And so if that's his character, and he says, Jesus says that I want to come and not only be with you, but live inside you, then that Prince of Peace faucet then can be inside of us to use at will. That's my understanding. Go on. I'm sorry.
That's it. No, I'm saying
here.
That's it.
Sorry.
That is it. No, keep going. That's it.
So the choice then is ours. Is Jesus living with us, which he promises to do, and he's with us. But not all of us have said, Jesus, come into me so that I can have your peace that resides in the deepest core of Paul Johnson. And if that peace lies within the deepest core of Paul, then when I'm feeling a little anxious, I just kind of turn on the faucet because it's there. And then he will remind me. He'll remind me, let not your heart be troubled, Paul. It's okay. Things are going to be okay. And I said, oh, okay, right. Now I remember. I lost my mind for a minute. But I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for reminding me. And so I believe that's an advantage that we have when Jesus is living in us. And so I encourage me, never mind everybody else, but all of you that are listening, I just want to say it's for all of us, that peace faucet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
More.
So I've got a question for you, because that peace faucet, not only, like you said, it's for every one of us, especially when you've invited him in your life and you know who he is and you know who the source and the supplier of that peace is. I can have it.
Yes.
I can access that faucet, just like those that are outside who don't have running water can't access a faucet. You know, they just don't.
They can't.
But those of us
right.
who know Jesus, just like that faucet in our kitchen or in our restroom or wherever it may happen to be, we can access it. And when we access it, there is a calm, you know, it's a calm, a soothing medicinal balm like nothing else. And that is what we live for in times of challenge and trial and uncertainty, because not only can we rely on that peace, of course, when things are good and when times are solid, but we can rely on that peace no matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're in a church building, in your home, if you're on a freeway and traffic is bad and you've got a deadline, if you're in front of your computer and you've got a deadline to meet for your job and you're feeling frazzled, you can summon that peace and tap into that faucet, and immediately it can be yours, even when you should be confused, which is why it says it's a peace that what surpasses your understanding. Hallelujah.
Yes, like it like doesn't make sense kind of peace.
Yes, it doesn't make sense kind of peace. And Paul, you know, one of the things that I love to do on my radio show, and we thank all of you guys who are tuned in, leaning in, and listening up to us. And, of course, the subject today is peace and trust. And my special guest is Pastor Paul Johnson. He's a pastor out of Arizona from the Gathering Place in Arizona. And one of the things that my guests know I am kind of known for doing is I like to tap into something that my guests have experienced that would help the listeners to know that God is not a respecter of persons, and that pastors and people bleed red blood, and that, you know, people do have hiccups and setbacks and challenges in their life. And so I want to ask you, is there a story that you can share with our listeners about maybe a time that you were you had to really summon how to trust God, or really summon how to find your peace, or there was something so challenging for you that you really had to, you know, put your knees on the ground and put your eyes on the Lord and say, God, I need you to help me through this. I love those practical experiences, because that's how people get to grow and that's how people get to relate. So if you would just open up your heart, allow your heart to just minister to our listeners about something you've experienced, I believe it would be a right word for now, because this situation may seem frustrating to those of you who are tuned in, but I want to let you know nothing is new under the sun, and this is not a surprise to God. And so that means that in the end you will win. That means that you will work this out for your good. So Pastor Paul, I'm going to go ahead and give the floor to you for you to share a story about something that happened challenging, and then what the result ended up being after you went through it. Thank you.
As you ask that question, I am cringing, because God, there's got to be another one. And I'm thinking of a nice little one that's got a nice little red bow. Red's my favorite color. As you asked me this question, this one thing came to me, and it is extremely personal, and I'm going to try and be short and try and make it so that you don't get it. But you know, every so often in life, and sometimes it's one time, sometimes it's multiple times, when, perfect people with a perfect life. Life is good. You're a pastor. Things are good. All you do is work 45 minutes out of a week. You know, it's easy. And your family is a poster child and all of those things, you know. And we serve God, but challenges come to us too. And God is still requiring those watershed moments from us where you can put it in your life diary and say, at this moment, God challenged me with this thing. And how he brought me this thing through this thing is something that becomes one of the rudders of life for me. Okay. Preface that. Okay. So this was about, 6 years ago. Let's call it 6 years ago. Life is calm. I've got grown adult children. They're serving the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, ministry is going forward. And, and you know, there's challenges in life, but serving the God thing, I mean, I mean, that was not like easy, but it was so ingrained in us from childhood. So my story is God's keeping grace. I don't have the drug story or the this or, you know, all of this, the mob story. I just got that God has kept me through the years and kept our family.
Right.
I just need to give that preface for the story.
Okay.
So everything's fine. My kids go to Disneyland. My daughter, she calls and she's just not feeling well and whatever. And they're driving from Arizona to Anaheim and they're coming home and we just not feeling really good about our Brianna, who just is getting sicker and sicker. They drive into the church parking lot, and as soon as we saw her, we said, this is an emergency. Drove her to the hospital, and within a little while, she was in a coma. Brianna was in a coma.
Oh, my.
And she, I think it was 7, 8 days, something like that. And this is my little girl. This is my little songbird little girl. This is one of the apples of Daddy's eye, and she's 25 years old. And the doctor, she's in ICU, and the doctors are saying that she's getting sicker and sicker. And the doctors are saying we've thrown every bit of medication at her that we can, and she's getting sicker. And I would sit at the bedside, and we'd have you know, Christian music playing, and we'd be praying, and I'd be good for a moment, and then maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, I'd have to run out to the stairwell in the hospital, bawl like a baby, cry out to God, and I come back and pull myself together and talk and pray and be with the family, and with around the seventh day. I'm just going back, and I'm weary, I'm torn. Jill, my wife, is a trooper, and this one time I went in the stairwell, and I had my stairwell encounter with God. And I'm crying, I'm almost shouting at times, and this is kind of how the dialogue went.
Yeah.
God, I, my wife, my kids have given their life in service to you.
Jesus.
You know you have us.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
And you know my little girl is not mine. She's yours.
Thank you, Lord.
But God,
thank you, Lord.
I need to know if you want her or if you're going to let her stay here. I went on and said, but God, I need you to know, God, that this is not a game changer.
Thank you, Lord.
I will be mad. I will be destroyed. But I will serve you, and I will continue to shepherd and lead your people, and we will be all in. So this is not a game changer.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And as I'm in the stairwell, Mara, it was if he spoke, but I know he spoke in my heart. And he said, your girl will live.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And there was this assurance that came to me in the midst of this chaos. So I went back into the ICU, and it was like I could say, Brianna, you are going to live. You are going to live.
Mm.
You shall not die. And we started to speak those words over her in a different way.
Thank you, Lord.
Although there was peace, it just meant that I didn't run to the stairwell every 5 minutes. It was like every 10 minutes
yes.
or every half hour.
Yes.
Because
yes.
there was still a peace, but there was still that aching, but there was still peace, Mara.
Yes.
And there was a song that as a worship leader and stuff, she had been singing at church, and he is jealous for me. He loves me. Oh, how he loves. And I think it was a Crowder song. And we had it playing on the phone. And so that became her song while she was still in the coma. And they says, well, now if she comes out of the coma, I'm trying to speed up the story.
You take your time.
It's all good. If she comes yes. out of the coma, they said, there might be brain damage. I said, but she's a singer. Well, we don't know if she's going to be able to sing again, or we just don't know what the effects are. And so we continued to believe God. We continued to trust him. And it grew our peace. Long story short, she came out of the coma, and as
yeah.
they pulled the breathing tube out, they said, now we don't know where her brain is. And
my God.
The first thing my little girl said was, Daddy.
Jesus.
So in about 3 days, she came home, and as she was getting ready to come home, it was a Saturday that she came home, and she said, Daddy, and of course her vocal cords, because of the pipes and everything, she could just
yeah.
whisper, and she was
yeah.
saying, Daddy, I want to come to church on Sunday. And I said, yeah. That's sure, whatever. And we knew that this girl is way too weak. And
right.
so she won. After the service had started, she came and sat on the back. We had pews at the time. And she just kind of laid
yeah.
out on the back pew. And I said, ah, I'll be okay. Great, good, good to see her and Jill come in. And
yeah.
And I got up to speak. I, you know.
Yeah.
You know, us tough guys, you know, we're tough.
Yeah.
As I got up and took that microphone and saw my little baby on the back row laying out,
yeah.
of course I was fit to be tied. And
yeah.
just got through this special moment. The church was kind of a mess. I mean, it was great. And so anyway, we finished. This is the end of the story. We finished. And one of my other sons was kind of took over after and started to play a song on his guitar. And
yeah.
I said, I had a me moment, Mara. It was a me moment. God, he's playing that song, and I do not want that song to be played until the day I get to hear Brianna play it. I do not want that
my
song.
God.
This is my inside voice. And
right,
the song
right.
kept going, and I said, you know what, it's not about me. So Ryan sang that first song, the first verse, and the people were just moved, and it was just moving into a time of worship. And then the second verse came up, and I heard this quivering voice sing, he is jealous for me. Somebody had given Brianna a microphone at the back.
Okay.
And the girl started to sing the song in her quiver. He loves me, oh,
Hallelujah.
How he loves me.
Hallelujah.
Months, I wrestled with the question that, why did you take us through that? We've given our lives to you. We're not perfect, but we've given our lives in service. And and again, it was like I was in the stairwell again. And it's as if I had him, as if I heard him say, who do you think you are, Paul? Why
my God.
Do you think this is
my God.
About you?
My God.
He says,
no, Paul,
it has nothing to do with you, Paul. It's that my glory will reveal.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a mess, guys. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. No need to apologize. This is what we need to hear. Please continue.
So many times, Mara, we kind of get so myopic in our thinking where we think that everything is about me, that this world was created to give me pleasure and give me comfort.
Yes.
Which supports the theory of my entitlement.
Mm.
And there I was reminded that it's not about me, it's about him. It's about him and his glory being revealed in us. And how it's revealed in us is through hard times.
Yes.
Where we can draw on that faucet of peace. And the world can see us draw on the faucet of peace. And they can say, what in the world is that your daughter can be on life? You are concerned. You're a father. But there is something inside of you that is different through the storm of this crisis. And that is where I have to go back to the beginning and said that Jesus promised that he would not only be with us, but
thank
he
you,
would
Lord.
Be inside us, and that he would leave us with the Advocate, which is the Holy Spirit. And when he leaves us with the Holy Spirit, he will give that peace. Because then he says, the peace I have, Jesus says, I leave with you, Paul.
Yes.
And you, whoever is listening, not the world has, because the world is going to go crazy just as we're seeing it today. But he says, not that peace, but that supernatural peace I will leave with you. And then the last part of that, he says, so therefore, do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid.
Yes.
And so that is my stairwell encounter with God by which I've been forced to mark other challenges in my life. And there's going to continue to be that. It's not going to go away. But if we can carry that inner peace with us, it's going to blow the world away. Those are my two words. Those are my two words, Maura.
Ooh-wee. What a blessing. What a treat. I know our listeners were blessed by your testimony. You know, it is the testimony of our mouths that help people, that help others understand and relate to God and realize and recognize, A, God is not a respecter of person, and B, there is nothing new underneath the sun. If you've endured it, someone else will endure it. And if God reveals himself to you, he'll reveal himself to us. And then what you did is you reminded God of his word, but even in the midst of it, like Job, it wasn't like you wanted to curse God. You were like, this won't change God. Do you want, will you let her stay with me, or are you calling her home?
Yeah.
And if you call her home, Lord, I will be sad. I will be angry. I will be hurt and disappointed, but it will not change my relationship with you because you know what's best for her. And it is in that nugget that people get to remember and they get reminded that no matter how dark a situation gets, no matter how bumpy a road or a path takes, that God is in control. And it is when we surrender to not my will, but his will, thy will be done, that then the release happens. And in that moment, he said to you, she shall live and not die. And there's a word there for those of you who are sitting there wondering right now if God hears you, if God is listening, if God has forgotten you, if God has forsaken you, how long? How long, you say?
Yeah.
But like the woman with the issue of blood, she waited 12 years. Can you wait 12 years?
Yeah.
It says it doesn't matter how long. Time is underneath God's feet. When he decides to turn the situation around, know that he's going to do it for your good, but for his glory. And that's all he wants you to do. Be patient in the situation. I know it's trying. I know some of you have been waiting for bills to be paid. I know some of you have been waiting for his divine hand to heal you, your sickness, your situation, your family member, your spouse, because you've been waiting. But I want to tell you, don't give up and don't you faint, because God will stand by his word. And even if he doesn't heal the situation on this side of eternity, know that he'll heal the situation on the other side of eternity.
Right.
But you got to release it. You got to let that thing go and give it to God and say, if you really surrender it, then you're not holding on to your will, because death is between God and the person who's dying. Death has nothing to do with you. Death is between God and that person. And the moment you release it, there will be a release that takes place. But you got to release it with your whole heart, just like Pastor Paul did. He had his stairwell moment, and he reminded God, look, me and my family have served you. He is a pastor. His wife is a co-pastor. His daughter is in praise and worship. His sons are in praise and worship. Everything they have done. Now, they have not told you they are perfect people. They have not told you they are without fault. But what he has said is, we are serving you, Lord, with our whole heart. And I am asking you, Lord, if we're doing this for you, can you please come by Can you please come by here? Can you please heal my daughter? Just like when Jesus was on the way to heal Jairus' daughter, and then the woman of the issue stepped in, Jesus was still on his way to heal her. But if he wasn't going to heal Jairus' daughter, the woman with the issue with a blood would have never been healed. That means that God knows exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there, and he is always right on time. And so Pastor Paul needed to have their stairwell moment. And I don't know who's listening under the sounds of our voice who needs to have a stairwell moment where you remind God of his word, where you remind God of what he promised to you. But I guarantee you this, if you sit still and you seek his face and you talk to him, but allow him, more importantly, to talk to you, you will hear an answer. You will hear an answer. The Lord is waiting to talk with you. And Pastor Paul, though he's a pastor, God don't respect him and love him more than he loves you. So if he'll talk to him, he'll talk to you. He will talk to you. Just sit patiently and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. I believe, Pastor Paul, I believe some people may want to call in. So what I would like to do now is we're going to take a little pause for the cause. We're going to do a little station identification, as we call it.
Okay.
You're listening to OMG, the Omar Gale Radio Show. My special guest today is none other than Pastor Paul Johnson. He's the senior pastor. He and his wife, Jill Johnson, are the senior pastors of the Gathering Place in Arizona. And we're talking about the subject peace and trust. And we're going to take a little pause for the call. You'll hear a special announcement that's going to take place. And directly on the other side of the break, if you've got a question for Pastor Paul, if you've got a comment you'd like to make about the show, or even a prayer request, we're asking you to call in at 347-324-5246. That's 347-324-5246. And all you're going to do is hit 1, and you'll be entered into a queue, and then we'll call you onto the line. So stay right there where you are. We're going to take a short break. Pause for the cause. Thank you so much.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to OMG, the Omar Gale Radio Show, where the people on social media are lighting up the lines, chatting, saying praise God. They're blessing the Lord for Pastor Paul's testimony. Thank you so much for sharing from your heart. Those of you who have a question or a comment or even a prayer request, we're asking that you go ahead and call in now. Now's a great time to go ahead and ask a question, make a comment, or a prayer request if you have it. We are available. We've got the lines open. Let me repeat the number for you one more time. The phone number is 347-324-5246. And all you're going to do is press 1 to be entered into the queue. Press 1 to be entered into the queue if you have a question, a comment, or if you have a prayer request that you'd like us to go ahead and cover you in prayer. We're opening up the lines for that. So, Pastor Paul, that... That story you shared is so relatable to so many people in so many different types of situations where you had to strain for his peace, but it was there. You had to just access the faucet, you know, just lift the spout up in order to get his peace. And in that, I'm sure you learned how to trust him in a different way. I'm sure that in that, your trust is now, if it was a 9, it is now probably a 14 or a 15. And so, you know, one of the things that I had shared with our listeners via on social media, I was telling them peace and trust are extremely important. And I'm not sure if they're distant cousins or if they're fraternal twins or if they're even one of the same. But during these strange and peculiar times, we need to know more now than ever before what it means to truly trust God, what it means to truly trust him in everything, trust him with our children, trust him with our life, trust him with our ministry, especially for pastors in this unknown season who weren't online before the COVID-19, but found themselves being plunged and stretched and pulled in order to connect with members, to encourage people when themselves, you know, they are dealing with the same challenge, you know, but at this time you've got to pull from a reservoir and trust that God's going to keep filling you in order to have it to pour out to your people. So I want to ask, is there anything else that you want to share just on the subject of trust? And I know you had to trust him with Brianna, and I know her, and I know her voice is angelic. I know it. I know that for myself. I've witnessed it and experienced it. As a matter of fact, she was a part of your broadcast last weekend for The Gathering Place on social media, and she blessed my socks off. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
You know?
So and, that trust and is so important. Those are the reasons.
And we can... Go ahead.
Go on. No, I'm just going to
say that trust,
those.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that peace that you see, even with a Brianna or an us, it comes out of those experiences. And there might be some people listening to say, oh, well, great story, Paul, but I don't need that. So I will be happy with less of a story because – the cost is too deep or too great. I want to encourage you, if I was to encapsulate my experience, our experience, it was a terribly wonderful experience.
Mm.
Terrible in the way that I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Mm.
Terrible. But wonderful is I got to understand who God was and prove him mm. in a wonderful way.
Mm.
So, trust. I think trust is pretty intellectual. We walk somewhere and we see a chair and we go and sit on mm-hmm. it without
yeah.
even thinking, because our logic, our rationale says that there's four legs. I might not know all the physics to it, but the
mm-hmm.
odds of that chair holding me are so great,
yeah.
and I do it by rote all the time, that mm. I trust that it'll do what it's supposed to do.
Yes.
And it's not an emotional experience or decision, but it's an intellectual decision.
Yes.
That's what trust is. Because I know or have a reasonable assurance that the chair will do what it's supposed
yeah.
to do,
yes.
I'm going to act on that and move in that. Because, Maura, I know I have experienced God and faith in God and reading his word and knowing his personality or understanding a bit of his personality, I have a good clue as to what he can do and what he can't do or won't do. And based
yes.
on that, I can trust him. Not putting God like a chair, but I can trust
no, understood.
Like I put my trust. Okay, great.
Yes.
And when I trust in the chair and I'm tired, I've gone on a 5 mile workout run, and I come home and I see the first thing there, and it's a chair. I can sit in the chair and be at peace because I understand that I can trust in the chair, and because I can trust in the chair, I can relax. So I believe they're connected.
Ooh.
I believe they're connected.
Yes.
But I believe
yes.
that trust just may come first. And trust mm. is a faith act. Because
yes.
of who you said you are, I am going to place my faith in this fact, this chair, this God.
Mm. 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 Mm.
And when mm. I make the decision to put my trust in this God, he says,
yeah.
okay, I'm going to come and live in you. And when I live in you, then I deposit the peace that comes from the faith action of trust.
Mm. Mm.
That's what I think. That's what I understand.
Is it.
Yeah?
That is it. That is exactly it. You know, God is so incredibly faithful in that if we would allow ourselves to truly grasp what he's
yeah.
trying to say to us, what he's trying to do with us, and what he endeavors to do through us, but it's like an opening channel. You gotta allow
yeah.
you gotta sit still, allow him to deposit it into you. And that deposit isn't people, you know, people are always like, God give me money, God bless me. The
mm-hmm.
things that are most valuable in my life are not things I can
mm-hmm.
buy. My clothes
mm-hmm.
are not the most valuable. My car is
no.
not the most valuable. My house is not the most. My bank account is not the most valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to popular belief, the most valuable things in my life is my relationship with God, my family,
mm.
my friends, my peace of mind, my body in terms of my health. All of these things that cannot be replaced, no matter how thick my bank account is, and no matter how big my house is, and no matter how luxurious my car may be, those things that are most valuable to Mara Gail January are the things that money can't buy and money can't replace. If my health goes out, no matter how much money I got, I can't fix it. I can try to heal it. I can put a Band-Aid on it. I can go seek a doctor. But those are valuable things. And when you come to sit still and allow God to pour into you, and then you take that, what he puts into you, and you begin to produce based on what he has given you, you start producing
goodness.
And sharing with people, encouraging people, enlightening people. This is when God gets to say, okay, so that challenge you went through, are you going to curse me? Are you going to be angry about that? Are you going to soak in it? Or are you going to show people how you get through a difficult situation by showing them in the midst of the storm? I'm going to be like a palm tree. I may bend, but I'm going to snap back. I may blow when the tornado comes in, but I'm going to snap back. And you know why the palm trees don't break when they're in the wind? Because their roots are planted so deep in the ground, so deep in the soil. And that's what God's children have to be. We got to be so planted in his word. We got to know his word for ourselves, because when you're in that situation, you may not have time to open up the Bible and read it. You better have something written on tablets of stone in your heart so that you can call back to God. Lord, but you said that I am the head and not the tail. You said I have never seen the righteous forsaking nor his seed begging bread. You said my daughter shall live and not die. You said you gotta know how to say you said back to the Lord and call him
That's
on his
right.
word, because he's faithful. When you are a tither, for example, there's some things that the Lord says he will protect from you. The enemy, the locust will not come and steal your treasures. There are some rewards. There are some promises that come with that. It's a relationship. And just like a relationship with a husband and a wife, you give and you take, and there are sacrifices and there are things that you do. So is the Lord's word based on what we do. When you do this, he does that. When you do this,
he does that.
So how you trust him will determine what your outcome will be. And everybody's not at the same level. Go ahead, Pastor Paul.
Yeah, and just because everyone isn't at the same level, that's okay. But I believe that we need to be on a deliberate journey, okay? Our trust can be stronger really quick if we decide to, okay?
So today,
COVID-19, okay, how are we dealing with it? The world is falling apart, logically, with good reason. This is a serious thing. And we are beyond saying, oh, it's propaganda, or it's this and that. We're beyond that. The numbers
are
rising that are losing their lives. But that can be so unsettling. But if we go back to Scripture, just kind of read through the Old Testament, and there were seasons of plague and disaster that is not uncommon to what we're experiencing now.
Yes.
And so it can help us put some of these things in perspective.
Yes.
And then if we are going to, and it's showing us what's really important. I mean, man, some of us thought NBA, what was happening, was the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
NB what? When last did you see an NBA game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Soccer, if you're in the UK. Football, if you're in the UK. Manchester, who? Manchester United. I recall that was a team some time ago.
Yes.
Everything has stopped. Let's go and see the latest movie coming out of Hollywood. What movie? Do you know of any movies that are being made right now in Hollywood, Mara?
No, listen, your girl ain't. I was booked on 2 TV shows and couldn't go do the TV shows because all things fell silent. When something rises up that requires our attention like this,
everything falls silent. Everything. And everything has fallen. But the one thing that hasn't fallen is God's sovereignty. God saying, I am in charge. Whether you want to believe it or not, it doesn't matter. My sovereignty, God says, rules and reigns. If you choose to submit to my sovereignty and my authority, okay. If you choose not to and panic and think that you can fix it all by yourself, knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. And so I believe that we could be in a season where we're having a planet reset.
Wow.
What do you mean? What do you mean just about every child in the world, let's just keep it North America, is being homeschooled? Really? Are you serious? You mean they're with their family? No. No the heck way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so if we choose to believe that God is in control of this, that is the chair by which we can sit on.
Yeah.
And when we sit on that chair, it brings peace.
So we that
know who God is, perhaps should not be struggling with the peace and the trust piece as much as we are. I didn't say zero. I just said as much as we are. Because
Jesus.
If we have an understanding of who this sovereign God is, then we know that it's going to be okay. I might lose my life, but it's going to be okay because absence in the body is being present with the Lord. So it's still okay. Do I grieve with those that are dying? And can you imagine Brianna being in hospital and I couldn't sit in her bedroom in ICU and hold her hand? I cannot fathom that right now. Okay? So that's a whole different thing. But the reality is he is wanting to stretch our trust, our faith, which if we do that, will give us peace. No trust, no peace.
And you reminded me, no trust, no peace. And you reminded me when you were talking about, you know, if God is truly in control, which he is, you know, you were saying how families are homeschooling their kids. In addition to that, the carbon footprint, fingerprint is all less. The emission and pollution is not as bad as it was. Families are coming together around the dinner table, eating together, having conversations, maybe doing inside movie night with the teenagers who can't hang out with their friends anymore. I mean, there are some things taking place. If you are spiritually dialed in, that you can connect yourself to see God's hand in the midst of. People are praying.
Yeah.
People who don't even know Jesus, don't know his name, and he never knew his address, are actually trying to find out, what can I do to make sure my house is in order? People are having conversations in the grocery store with me about end of life, about end of time. I mean, I'm having, and I'm a friendly person, Paul. I promise you, I'm a really friendly person, Pastor Paul, but people are talking to me in the grocery store about all kinds of things because people are worried. And so this is an opportunity, but if you miss it, if you're not spiritually dialed in, you can miss that God wants to use you in this season to not go in and talk about the president or talk about the government in these times. Now is the time to be super sensitive about your words being fertile, about the seed that's in you being something that should add life and not kill something and not destroy something and not distract from anything. God doesn't want this to be a water cooler moment where you sit and gossip around the cooler. God wants you to be the living water in this season. He wants you to start watering some people, and those people that don't know him, he wants you to bring in the flock. He wants for those people who have been knowing him, who are still shaky because they're babies in him, to understand that this came to pass and not to stay, that God can and God will heal this limb, but he's showing us ourselves. He's showing us ourselves. I once wrote a song about show me, Lord, what I'm like on the inside. Because it is what's on the inside that God wants me to see so that I can start fixing what's on the inside by giving him permission to go into every room of me. And that's what God wants to do with you. And our show has gotten to come to an end. I had no idea. We've run 56 and a half minutes almost during this show. But it just, it's so good talking about God when you got a friend that knows him. And so, Paul, I want to ask you. People didn't chat in what they may have wanted to think, prayed about, but I want you, because I know your voice is so medicinal, I want you to say a prayer for your for these people, those that are tuned in on social media, those that are tuned in through UpToMeRadio.com. I'm going to give just a little station identification, and right after I do that, I want to turn it over. I want you to tell people where they can reach you, your church, and follow you during your broadcast. And right after you share where they can connect with you, I want you to pray. So I want to let our listeners know I'm Maura Gale, the host of OMG. This show takes place every Thursday night, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard, 6 o'clock Central, and at 7 o'clock Eastern. You can catch any of the replays at up2meradio.com. Always, you can catch us on podcast at Spotify. You can also at iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, and Apple Music. All you have to do is look for Up to Me Radio and then OMG. And if any of this is forgotten, just go to Up to Me Radio and you can subscribe to my show so that you can be alerted where you can find me. I'm on all social media at Maura Gale, and my website is MauraGale.com. Pastor Paul, let the people know where they can meet you, connect with you, watch your broadcast, and then after that, if you would just say a 60-second prayer to cover the people, that would be amazing.
Great. Would you mind if I prayed first? Would that be okay?
Not at all. Go for it. Please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Father God, there's so many things that we want to say, but first of all, we say thank you that you are the Almighty God. God, we thank you that you are king over the universe. You are sovereign, that everything that there is, you own it.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, God, we thank you that you yet said that you love us. And
thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You that you do. So, everyone, Lord, would you remind them how much you love for them? You love them and care for them.
Yes,
Father, you know the issues that they're dealing with and going through and battling with. Father, would you show yourself strong?
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Would you do miracles? Just kind of show off your glory in the situations
you,
that the people are facing on podcasts and that are listening in, that will be listening in. Father, we know that you are the healer. You are the Almighty One. So, Father, we know that you're going to do that. Now, people that are dealing with this whole global issue, Father, would you give us the wisdom, those of us that know you, how to deal with one another? Father, would you let us be the lighthouses in our worlds, in our spheres of influence? And, God, would you let people come to know who you are? Because of this situation, through this situation.
Thank you, Lord.
And we'll give you all the honor and all
Hallelujah.
The glory
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
All the praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well,
Hallelujah.
It's been a privilege and a pleasure. I'm just going to give you the information. I've got it in front of me. We're online. On Sunday mornings, it is at 10:30 Pacific time right now that we're on. And if the RUL is the gathering place.
Say that one more time. Sorry. Say that one more time.
The gathering place, all spelled out,
dot
online. So you can.
The gathering
and that's at 10:30.
Place dot online dot church, correct?
Correct, yes. And then
and you said 10:30 Pacific Standard?
10:30 Pacific Time, yes.
Perfect, got it.
Okay. Okay, and then Instagram is PabloJ0.
Spell that?
And Pablo, P-A-B-L-O-J.
Okay.
PabloJ0. Got it. And then our the church website is tgplace.net.
Okay, and you said PabloJ0?
Yes, is
Instagram. And that's Instagram, right? And is the
yes,
zero
right?
spelled out zero, or is it
just
the number
just
zero?
No, just the number zero.
Okay, that's what I
okay.
needed to know. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Pablo
and then you can
J.
Yes, go on.
Zero. Got it. Okay.
Zero. Okay. And you can also follow us on our link for following is TGP Connect.
And this is on what, Facebook or what channel?
TGP Connect is
the TGP Connect.
Instagram. Sorry. It's Instagram. That's, the
that's Instagram. So what's the Pablo J? Is that you? The Pablo J zero
that's
is
me.
You for Instagram?
Yes. It's me.
Okay.
That's
got
correct.
It. Okay. I've got it all okay. down. I was making sure that those that were on social media that I typed it in so that they could follow it as well.
Yeah.
All right.
They can
is
follow
that...
and hit me. That's everything.
I'm sorry?
And I, that's everything. And can I tell the audience, many of you, most of you have never probably got to meet this Mara Gale person. I want to tell you how amazing she is over the airwaves, right? She is just amazing. But I want to tell you that it falls so short when you get to meet her in person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I mean, for real, an amazing, godly woman of God. And I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. And I love you so much, okay?
I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for saying yes to the radio show. He said yes in all capital letters, and it had just wonderful things around it. I told him I was so grateful. Thank you for joining the conversation, for sharing from your heart and blessing the people that tuned in. People were so blessed by you, and they're so grateful.
Oh.
I'll do some screen captures of all the comments. So that you can just see, you know, how the Lord used you on tonight. We appreciate you guys tuning in, leaning in, and listening up and rolling with Pastor Paul and I. Until next Thursday, be well, be safe, stay clean, and more importantly, have a peace that surpasses your understanding and trust God no matter what, because He ultimately is in control. You guys be well. We got to go. God bless. Thank you, Pastor Paul.
Oh, you're so welcome. Love you guys. Bye.
Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7:00 p.m.